AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, broadcasting live from the Rudy Luther Toyota Studios at AM 950. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Good to have you with us. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Going on this week in Hopkins, it's the Hopkins Raspberry Festival, and it's a true gem. If you've not been out there, it's a lot of fun. Lou Jean Gleason is kind enough to join us to talk about all the events coming up this weekend with the Hopkins Raspberry Festival, because we want to encourage everyone to get on out. Hi, Lou Jean.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very, very much. I appreciate you joining us today.
Happy to do it.
I am a little bothered. Of course, one of these days I am going to find that golden raspberry medallion, and I'm going to wear it around my neck for a year. Unfortunately, this year I did not. That is one of the things you guys have always done over there, is the medallion hunt, and someone this morning found it over in Burns Park, I believe it was, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So, fantastic. Well, let's first of all, I want to ask you a question that a lot of people ask, because Hopkins is, you know, it's kind of built up now. What's the connection to the raspberry that there? How did the raspberry festival start?
Yes, a lot of people ask about the raspberry. They ask if there are any, and there are a few around, but for the most part, the large fields that were here aren't here anymore, because as you alluded to, it has built up. But this festival started 87 years ago, back in 1935, when there were a lot of raspberry fields, and the farmers and the businessmen got together and decided to have, you know, this this day where people could come to Hopkins and actually go into the businesses, buy things, but also buy raspberries. And that's kind of what started this festival.
We got lucky with the Food Association, because I've been to some of these festivals, you know, where it's, you know, prune days. No. We got gorgeous raspberries with Hopkins, which is delightful. You know, one of the things I want to ask you about in just the planning of this year, because it's interesting. Some events decided to once again hold off, you know, because we know the pandemic. What was the Hopkins Raspberry Festival? I mean, it's wonderful that we're going to have events again going on down there. And you did it virtually last year. What was the decision to say that, no, this year we're going to try to get back out and do it in the city?
Well, in all honesty, it was when the governor lifted the restrictions. We got lucky. We're a July festival. And having all the restrictions lifted at the beginning of July made it a go for us. And that happened in May when we got that information, and when everything kind of trickled down with the knowledge that things would be open. Before that, we weren't sure. We honestly were starting to plan more of a modified festival, because we weren't sure we'd be able to do things, especially anything inside. Mm-hmm. And then when things got lifted, that's when we decided we were going for it.
The parade is probably one of the most known. I don't know. I don't think it's as long as the Anoka Halloween one, but I think it's got to be top three. Usually it's an incredibly long parade. I don't know what it's going to be like this year, because once again, we're coming back after last year. Are you anticipating a long one this year?
Well, it is a little, we have fewer entrants this year, which we actually expected, because there are, I have to tell you, we have found throughout talking to a lot of different places, they just haven't ramped up those events yet. Mm-hmm. People who go to events to advertise for businesses, they haven't hired those people back, or they're just in the process. So we are finding that that is causing us some delay in having more vendors or having some more people at the parade that'll be in the parade itself.
Well, and that's kind of, once again, you're getting back to that. And it's understandable. I mean, you know, businesses are ramping back up, but you guys got a ton of stuff coming into town. Tonight, tomorrow, the parade, I should mention, that's on Sunday. What time does the parade start on Sunday?
1 o'clock on Sunday.
1 p.m. that runs right down Main Street in Hopkins, right?
Yes. 5th Avenue to 17th Avenue.
Oh, and it's going to be hot, so everyone bring water, be cool out there, be careful, and sunscreen, as a parent, I'm a parent in Hopkins, so yes. I'm being there. Everyone get your sunscreen out. I always feel sorry for those people that do the wave floats that come by, you know, from the other festivals that come by, because by the time I'm always down about 15th, 16th, 17th there at the end, they come by there, they look a little damp.
It's always hot on parade day. That's what we say. It's always hot on parade day.
Let's run some other events. What do you guys got going on tonight?
So tonight there are a few things happening in Hopkins. A little bit of something for everybody. There is, it'll start off with bingo at the Elks, and that's at 6 o'clock. And then the JCIs have the band Hillbilly. They're playing at like 9th and Main Street. It is a street dance.
Ah.
And then we have the movie night for, you know, the younger crowd, Sandlot, down at Metzl Field. And that'll be starting at 8:30.
Oh, so you guys are doing an outdoor movie tonight.
We are. It's nice. Our first. We're hoping to do this every Friday night.
Well, this is fantastic because it is supposed to be nice weather tonight. What time does the movie start at tonight? Do you know?
It's going to start at 8:30. We know that's going to be a little bit light out yet, but we're a little concerned that we're not making these kiddos stay up too late if we started much later.
And Sandlot, that great movie. I do like Sandlot a lot. You got a ton of stuff tomorrow. Saturday is pretty full for you guys, right?
It really is. There's a ton of things going on. We have a lot of different sporting events like rugby. There's the baseball or the softball tournament. There's going to be a big wheels, you know, kind of a cruisers for sort of hot meals that they do. We have our marketplace fair that starts at 9 o'clock going all the way from 7th Avenue down to 13th Avenue. That's, you know, a lot of different vendors, craft vendors, businesses, you name it, that's there. The Bloodmobile is going to be there. They're going to be at the Commons. That's around 9th, and they're asking everybody to come in and donate blood as there is a shortage.
By the way, good idea, because you're right. There's a massive shortage right now because all these people that put off medical procedures during the last year are now getting them done. If you can, stop on by, make a donation, help out, because I'm glad when we can tie stuff that's of need in the community to an event like this. So if you can make a donation to the Memorial Blood Center, please do.
And you get a pint of raspberries if you donate. So there's an incentive.
I'll be stopping by. I'm stopping by. I love that idea. All right. Beautiful.
Absolutely. And there's also some bands in downtown park and cruisers. The old cars are going to be there for people to see, and they'll also do a cruise in the evening. And then we also have our families in Central Park later on that night, and there'll be a band down in Central Park as well, and then we'll have the JCIs. We'll also have Uncle Chunk featured at 9th and Main, and we will cap it off with the fireworks at 10 o'clock.
And by the way, I should mention, we actually had a caller earlier. We were talking about the Raspberry Festival earlier. The Festival of Bands is all the community bands that come into town. I've actually not only had that caller, I actually had two people message me saying, no, that's one of their favorite things of the Raspberry Festival is that you bring in, and this runs for a good chunk of the day, I believe, tomorrow, you bring in a lot of these community bands to play, and people will pack lunches, and they'll just go out there and enjoy community bands like it's an old-style, you know, festival in the park. Are they down? Where is that going to be at, do you know?
That's actually in downtown park, so that's at, it's at 9th and 1st.
Okay, got it.
First Avenue, and so that's there, and it does go from 10:30 until 4, and you are correct. A lot of people pack a lunch. They'll take in the craft fair, the marketplace fair, and then they'll go back there, and they'll listen to some more music, and it's all covered. There's beautiful trees and this gorgeous band shell, so it's a really nice event.
We've got a few events on Sunday, too, the Raspberry Run, too. You guys, you do a bit of a run there. How far is that run?
It's a 5-mile run, and it starts in Central Park.
Do we make them eat raspberries before they start? Because that would be fun. That would be a fun run.
No, we don't. But there's also a 1 mile for kids or anybody who wants to partake in that, which starts down at near Shady Oak and runs all the way up to Fifth Avenue. And there is a water sprinkler for people who finish the race because we know they're going to be hot.
Of course, then we mentioned the parade. Once again, 1 p.m. parade starts, Main Street. You want to get down there. It's going to run pretty much the entire Main Street there, so stop on by. Lots of great parking. Hopkins does take care of that pretty well. And then the pulled pork sandwich lunch on Sunday. I'm glad you're back. And, you know, it's. I know this is usually goes a little bit longer, but you guys did a great job pulling this together, especially with the lifting of the restrictions. Hennepin County has been doing great with vaccinations, too, which it makes you feel more comfortable. You want to go on out there. There's going to be a lot of fun. Most of this is outdoors, whether that's the movie night or the street party or the band concerts or the parade. So, you know, people can feel relatively safe. And obviously, if they want to have a mask, by all means, no one's going to shame or judge or anything like that. But I got to give you guys credit because being able to pull this together as well as you did, as quickly as you did, considering the moving playing field, I think you guys did a great job.
Thank you. We're looking forward to this weekend. It should be a lot of fun.
All righty. Make sure you stop on by Lou Jean Gleason with the Hopkins Raspberry Festival tonight, tomorrow, Sunday in Hopkins. All my best to you guys, and thank you very much for joining us today, okay?
Thank you.
Take care. We'll spotlight that interview. Come on back. We got a few other stories we got to get to, and then I will be doing some dancing before the end of the show in theme with the Raspberry Festival. I don't think it's that hard to figure out what song I'm about to do. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.